Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls
me. Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. On this Sanctified Sunday, we focus on praying for the church. And there are congregations of the church today, like the ones found in the Bible. We're praying this morning for churches that are going astray from the gospel, like those Galatian churches that Paul would write to in the book of Galatians, in the letter to the Galatian churches in chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Paul said, "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. So, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." Paul warned these churches to not go astray, to not continue down that dangerous path, to stray from the one true gospel of Christ. So would you pray with me at this time for churches today that are going astray? Father in heaven, we thank you for the church around the world. We thank you for your one church as described in the Bible and its unity. We thank you, Father, for every congregation of your people. We pray for those congregations that are going astray, like the churches that we find in the book of Galatians. We see how some were troubling them with false teachings and causing many to follow after them. We pray for them, these churches facing the same things and having some members who are dividing over whatever issue it might be, whether race or a doctrinal teaching issue. Father, we pray for these congregations that they would not continue to go astray from your word. We pray that they would not forget that they are no longer slaves to the old law and no longer slaves to their old selves, but they are slaves of Christ. We thank you for being the greatest master and the kind, merciful one that you are. Father, we desire that these churches would repent and then be zealous for good works, that they would overcome the division and the false teachings that are found and realize that all are one in Christ. They would not be boasting in their works and realize it's your working that saves as we obey you. Father, we pray that other congregations would not give up on these congregations that are going astray, that they would not write them off but seek to help them. We pray that these congregations would look to your word for guidance and not look to the world or to other religions that think that they have the one way, but they do not, as they do not serve Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one goes to you, Father, but through him. And we're thankful for that. And we're thankful that we have your word, and we pray that we would share it with others. And we pray that these churches would go back to it instead of going astray. We pray all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul. The the tale.